Welcome to the Femi Pod. These conversations are for women runners that go beyond running. Brought to you by your Femi founders, Lydia O'Donnell and Esther Kewen. The Femi Pod for episode 134. It is a bit of a unique episode today as I am solo. You only have me to listen to today, which, yeah, might be a good thing or maybe not. So we will see how this goes. But it does feel very odd to just be here chatting with myself. But I know the beautiful community, all of you are listening. So thank you so much for tuning in. Est, unfortunately, is not back quite yet, but hopefully we'll have her back very soon. Again, sending so much love to Est. We miss her on the pod, and it's been nice this week. I've been able to spend a bit of time with her, but she isn't quite ready to come back to the podcast quite yet. So she will be back in time. And in the meantime, I'm sure the whole community is out here thinking of her and sending her all the love in the world. Today, I thought it would be cool to just jump on and have a chat with you all about where I'm at in terms of my training for Sydney Marathon. So we're about 2.5 weeks out from the Sydney Marathon now, and it's a pretty exciting time. I feel like Sydney is going to be huge this year, and it now being a major, the first major we've ever had in Australia, it just brings a whole other level of energy to the race. So I'm incredibly excited. I have done one major before, the New York Marathon in 2018, and that was just so much fun. It was crazy and chaotic. I remember at times throughout that race, I couldn't even hear myself breathe. That's how many people were out cheering for us along the course. I think about 1 million people come out and cheer for the runners at the New York Marathon. And I don't think we're going to get 1 million people in Sydney, but just knowing the energy that comes at the marathon majors is going to be pretty crazy and just surreal being in Sydney and being part of it. So yeah, we don't have too long. If you've listened to any of our past episodes, I did say this year that I wasn't going to run a marathon, and here we are. I'm like 2 weeks away from lining up at another marathon. So I really got sucked into the hype of Sydney and the major, but I'm sure I'm not going to regret it. The training and the lead up has been pretty intense. It has been a lot of running over the last month or two, and I'm going to go into detail on that soon. But yeah, it's been kind of nice to have something to focus on while everything else is kind of crazy. And I feel like most runners probably feel that, like running is their outlet, and somewhere that when everything else feels a little bit uncontrollable, running is the place we go to take somewhat control and actually feel like we are able to have a say in the outcome. And although the marathon doesn't always go the way that we want, like it is very unique to have a really good day and everything to go to plan, at least we know we've done the work and the training and the build up to get there. So yeah, it's been a bit of a journey over the last few months. As you may or may not know, I went over to the US and to Mexico in June, and I went over there to do the After Dark half marathons, and they were amazing in themselves, like such incredible races and so cool to go and just be part of the women's running community around the world and really like explore the different cultures and see how women are showing up at different races around the world. And yeah, that was just so, I was so grateful to be part of those experiences. But while I was over there, obviously was traveling so much, it was really hard to get in the training, but I was also racing. So it wasn't like I was trying to do a heap of training while I was traveling, which kind of made it good. Like I didn't feel the pressure of like having to get my miles up each week, knowing that I had a race that week or the following week. So over there, I raced 2 half marathons, I actually raced the LA one and ran relatively okay. I had a bit of a stomach issue, which was not good, but the Mexico half marathon, I just did as a training run, but it was like a race environment. So I think that was really nice to kind of go into it with not so much pressure and just go in there feeling like I just want to have a good, solid long run that will help me get to the marathon, not I'm going in there to try and win the race. So I got through those races, and then James and I actually went, my husband, we went and had our very, very delayed honeymoon for a week, which was so beautiful in Mexico. And so that week was like not much running at all. So when I got back to Australia, it would have been the start of July. I really only had 8 weeks at the most to prepare for Sydney. And because I have been running for almost my entire life, I do have a really solid base and I am really conditioned to mileage. I've always run quite high mileage. Even when I was doing track running, I would still run quite a lot of Ks throughout the week. And I have definitely benefited off that with the short build up. I would usually, as a coach, recommend someone training at least for 12, if not 16 weeks of pure focus on the marathon in order to get there. Give yourself the time to get conditioned to the load and like just get conditioned to running those big Ks in the weekends and yeah, kind of building up quite gradually. But because I've been so conditioned for so long, I'm kind of lucky that I can jump into a marathon training block with only 8 weeks to go, knowing that 3 of those weeks are pretty much tapering. So you really only have 5 solid weeks of training in that, which doesn't sound like much at all. But over the last 5 or 6 weeks now, I've been able to back up training pretty well and I've been able to rack up the Ks and be pretty consistent. I haven't missed any runs, which I'm really proud of. With all the travel and everything else I have going on, I've been able to like get the Ks and days of work done amongst everything else. And I've run some pretty long runs, which in the last few marathon builds I've done, I actually haven't got up to like 38 Ks in my training runs. I've actually only probably got up to like 30, maybe 4 or 5, which is still a heap. And this is not to say you need to be running 38 Ks in your long runs. But I decided this marathon block, I just wanted to get a few of those runs in for my confidence more than anything. And so I've been able to do that and actually back up training after them quite well. So that's really helped, I think, my confidence going into this race, just knowing that those big long runs aren't taking heaps out of me as much as maybe they would have back in the day when I was, particularly last year, under a lot of stress and my physical body just wasn't able to deal with the mental stress that I was under. And so it's been really nice being able to kind of go out and just enjoy those long runs and look at my times and my splits and be really proud of the work that I'm doing day after day. And yeah, now with 2.5 weeks to go, I can kind of sit back and look at all the work that I have done and kind of go into this race being like, I've done what's required to get here. So when I turn up on race day, I've done all I can to really be there in the best prepared way possible. So yeah, I'm pretty excited. There has been some times over the last like 6 weeks where training has been really hard. And that's kind of what I wanted to chat more about today, was how you can kind of back up solo training and actually enjoy training when you are doing it alone. Over the last 6 or so weeks, I have been on the road a lot. I have been traveling a heap. But even when I am at home in Sydney, I do have so much on my plate. I almost have to be quite selfish in the way that I do train, and I can't really rely on anybody else. I kind of have to just do what I need to do to get it done in order to fit around everything else that's going on in my life. And that's kind of meant that, yeah, most of my runs, I would say at least 95% of the training I've done in the last 6 weeks has been by myself, which in some ways I think is really good. Like, I think being able to get out there and push yourself without anyone around you, without that kind of like competitive push of other people running next to you, and teaching yourself how to push yourself is really beneficial, particularly in the marathon around where I will be running. Who knows, I could end up running alone. Hopefully not. There'll be a heap of people in the race. But there's still times where you end up just being solo, and you have to be able to get to that place in your mindset of like, I can do this by myself and I don't need someone next to me to push me to reach my full potential. And so that, I think, has been good, like being able to go into my speed sessions every Tuesday where I'm doing like 2K reps or even 3K reps or maybe even longer, or even like long tempos. This week I did a 10K tempo by myself, which is really mentally hard. Like, it's boring and it's hard to stay motivated and it's hard to keep the pace on when you're alone and no one's watching and no one sees you. Like, that stuff is really tough. So I think being able to teach yourself, or at least just condition your mind to getting to get to that place, is really beneficial for the marathon. So that's been really good. But I think the hard thing is getting motivated to get out the door and to keep pushing when things aren't easy or you're sore or you're tired and you just don't want to go. You know, I do go through times in my training block, believe it or not, where I don't want to run. Like I'm bored of it. I am tired and I just don't want to go outside, and trying to find motivation when it's, there is no external motivation of someone meeting you at your front door, or you're going to go to the coffee shop and meet them there, and you know you're going to have someone with you on those 40k runs. Like, that is quite tough to manage by yourself. And so I guess what I've found over the last couple of months of training by myself is some really good tools that I think has helped me not only back up my training, but back it up by myself and not actually rely on anyone else to get me out the door. I think the first one, which is probably a pretty obvious one, and this is a plug because I'm a coach and we have the Femi app, but is having a program. Even I, at the level I'm at, I follow the program in Femi because I just need something to keep me motivated and to keep me on track to make sure that I'm not doing too much or I am doing enough in order to get to my goals. And so having a program and being able to look at what my training is the next day and then just getting up and going and executing on what's in the plan has helped me so much. I honestly don't know how runners do it without a plan. Like, I do know people who just kind of wing it and go with the flow and don't have something structured to follow. And I just, that is not me. And I don't know how you do that. But also as a coach, I just think those people are probably missing out on so much of their potential because they're not actually executing on something that is built to make them progress in their fitness and their conditioning. So having a plan has definitely been so helpful for me, and I've really loved using the app. Like, being able to actually use it as someone who has been a huge part of building it has been so rewarding to feel like what we've built actually works, which is so nice. So I've like loved that. I think the second one for me is like being organized. And that has really helped me to execute the training and execute the plan. Being able to sit down on a Sunday and be like, okay, what have I got this week? Where is my training going to fit around my work schedule and my travel schedule and my social life? Like, how can I make this work? And having that all laid out at the start of the week has really helped me go out and actually do it. And if there's days where I'm like, okay, I'm catching a flight early on a Tuesday morning, which means I can't do my speed session on a Tuesday, I know that I struggle doing speed sessions on nights or evenings. So like, what other morning can I do my speed session? And thankfully in the Femi app, you can shuffle your week around and actually reschedule things. So I will then move my speed session to say the Wednesday and then move my other rounds around to make it make sense. And that has helped me just go out and execute the running. I think knowing that we have a plan, but we're allowed to be flexible with it is important, because if you're not flexible, you're just not going to execute it well and you might just not do it at all. And that's where you lose heaps of the gains. So having a plan and then being organized and being flexible with it, I think has really helped so much. Being able to shuffle that week around and reschedule in the app, which if you don't know how to do that, you can just go into your training, go into your focus page, and there's an option to reschedule, and then you can just shuffle around. You'll get a little note from us if you are putting two back-to-back hard days, because we don't recommend that. In order for you to recover, you need to take a day, at least a day between hard days. But yeah, the ability to reschedule has been so good. I think the other one for me, which definitely helps because I travel so much, is finding variety in my running routes and where I'm going and obviously what I'm doing. And what I'm doing comes back to the plan, but and where I'm going has been so important to keep me motivated. And because I run so much, and I run most days at the moment, I've been running mornings and nights. And if you're just running the same route in the same streets over and over like that, no wonder that people get bored of running. Like, that is so boring and I just wouldn't do that. So I try to have like different locations to run at across the week. So if I'm doing a speed session, I'll go to this particular park. If I'm doing like an easy run, I'm going to do this like little loop. Sometimes I might drive from my house and park like 2Ks up the road and run from there, because it's just nice to have a different starting and end point. And then like if I'm doing my long run, I know where I'm going to go. So it is nice because you not only are getting the work done, but you're actually like exploring your neighborhood or your area as well. And I think Running should be an adventure, like it should be fun. And if you are just running the same block time and time again, I feel like you're missing out on so much of what running can offer you. And you see those Instagram posts where people are like, took up running to explore my city. And then it's just there, just like the same route every day, bang, 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 like week after week. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, please go somewhere else, because you just don't know what you're missing until you go and explore it. So for me, I have so much variety in my runs and my locations of runs, even when I'm in Sydney. But when I'm traveling on the road, like right now I'm in New Zealand, and it's just so nice being in different places all the time and being able to go on different runs. I feel like when you're running on the same route all the time as well, it ends up feeling really long. I don't know if that's just me, but I feel like when you run the same route time and time again, it feels like the run just seems to get longer and longer. That route seems to get longer and longer. And even it's like 3Ks down and 3Ks back. I don't know. Sometimes it feels like you're running like 10Ks out and 10Ks back, because you just know every like little turn, every little hill, every little curbside. It's I feel like when you go to a new place and you do a run that's maybe the same distance, it just seems way faster or way shorter anyway. So I definitely think having some variety in your locations. But like I said, like even if it's driving down the road and parking 2Ks from your house and just starting there and maybe running somewhat of the same route, but just having a different start and end point, I do feel like that helps so much as well. And then the other one for me, I think over the last 6 weeks, is I'm really learning to celebrate myself and celebrate the small wins and like really be proud of myself throughout the process to get to the marathon. I feel like we put so much emphasis on race day that that's all we're focused on. And we kind of forget that even just in the training, we're making such gains and potentially reaching new heights and running PBs or reaching, you know, the longest distances we've ever run in training, but we don't even celebrate them because they're not a race, in quotation marks. So over the last 6 weeks, I think I've really like learned to stop after my hard runs, whether it's a speed run or one of my long runs, and just be like, damn, like I did that and it was hard and I overcame it and I pushed through it and I hit the splits that I wanted to hit and I reached the distances and go me, you know. I think there is something really special in celebrating the small wins throughout the process, and it's something that I don't think any of us do very well. So it is one thing I would urge you all to do, no matter where you're at in your training journey, is just stop after your runs and be like, I did that. Like you might run 10Ks every few days and you've been doing that for years, but you should still stop and be proud of yourself, because there's so many people who can't even get out the door. So be proud of those moments and celebrate them and use them as fire to get to race day. For me, I do a session and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so proud I did that. Like I'm really stoked with the run and how it felt. Obviously not all of the runs are going to be great, but even the hard ones, like pushing through those hard runs or even getting halfway through a hard run is good. Like you're doing more than you would be if you were just sitting at home, you know? So I think learning to do that, it just has made me really excited for the race, because I haven't focused on the race as much and I've been able to actually go through this journey and enjoy it and see myself progress through it and see my fitness progress through it. And now I'm like so close to race day, I'm like way more excited because I've been able to actually celebrate the process and absorb the process as well. Whereas back in the day, I feel like I was just kind of, it almost feels like you just close your eyes and go, and then all of a sudden you're at race day and then you don't even think about what you've done to even get there. And I mean, what's life if you're not living it? So I want to like stop now and just be like, okay, cool. I am doing great things. Every time I get out and go for a run, it's a step in the right direction. I'm really proud of myself. I've put in the effort. I've put in the time. I'm committed to the process. And now, yeah, I'm so close to race day. So it is incredibly exciting. I know that there's going to be quite a few other Femmes out on the course, and I can't wait to be out there with you all. I can't wait to see the Femme flag being flown really high. We're going to have some really exciting moments around race weekend, so definitely stay tuned for those. They're going to be coming out pretty soon, and it's going to be an opportunity for us to all get together and celebrate each other, whether you're racing or not, and just bring the support out for one another. There's nothing like woman supporting woman, and yeah, this is going to be a really epic opportunity to do that. Before I go, from a Femi perspective, I just want to give you some really exciting thing updates in terms of what's coming from us. Over the last few months, we've been working on a really exciting project, which if you've been across my Instagram or the Femi Instagram, you might have seen some tidbits being dropped there. But all I will say is Femi is all about building women to have a sustainable relationship with sport and with movement, and obviously with running. And as part of that, we definitely encourage women runners to get strong. So that is all I'll say, but it is coming very soon and I can't wait for you all to use it. I have been testing it and I'm loving it. So I'm really excited to get it out there. And it's not very far away at all. So stay tuned on our Instagram for that one. And if you are going to be in Sydney across Sydney Marathon weekend, please reach out. We do have a Sydney Marathon training group. So if you're not in that and you are racing, I'll drop that into our show notes so you can add yourself to the Sydney Marathon training group for Femi. And if you are coming down to spectate, then please come along to our events. We would love to have as many of you there as possible. And if you're not going to be in Sydney, then please send all the good luck to the community. I'm sure there'll be heaps going on in socials, and we might even get some of those cute messages that you send through to the community out to everybody at some of our events. So send them through, send the luck, send the love. I appreciate you all. And yes, can't wait to get S back on the pod very, very soon. But in the meantime, have an incredible week, an incredible weekend, and enjoy your running. Bye.